Blackstone Audio presents The Martian Chronicles by Ray Bradbury. With love and gratitude to Maggie Marguerite, who typed this manuscript way back in 1949, and to Norman Corwin and Walter I. Bradbury, fine friends and midwives. Greentown, somewhere on Mars. Mars, somewhere in Egypt. An Introduction by Ray Bradbury. Don't tell me what I'm doing. I don't want to know. Those are not my words. They were spoken by my friend, the Italian film director Federico Fellini. As he shot his screenplays scene by scene, he refused seeing the new footage trapped in the camera and printed in the laboratory at the end of each day. He wanted his scenes to remain mysterious provocateurs to lure him on. So it has been with my stories, plays, and poems over most of my lifetime. So it was with The Martian Chronicles in the years just before my marriage in 1947, culminating in the rapid surprises of the final work in the summer of 1949. What began as an occasional story or aside concerning the Red Planet became a pomegranate explosion in July and August of that year, when I jumped to my typewriter each morning to find what rare new thing my muse was willing to deliver. Did I have such a muse? And did I always believe in that mythical beast? No. Early on, in and out of high school, and standing on a street corner selling newspapers, I did what most writers do at their beginnings. Emulated my elders, imitated my peers, thus turning away.